Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Fort Worth's newest police chief speaking out about the challenges of the job.
Fort Worth City Manager David Cook announces that he has offered the job of police chief to Ed Krause, who had been serving as interim chief following the firing of Joel Fitzgerald.
Chief Krause has proven himself over the past 6 months and during a very difficult time as our chief.
Krause said he thought about the offer over the Thanksgiving holiday, and after talking it over with his wife, they decided that accepting the job was the right thing to do.
We definitely had some challenges over the past 6 months, challenges I couldn't have gotten through without my faith, my family, and the support of the staff of the Fort Worth Police Department.
The group United Fort Worth said it wished that Cook did a nationwide search before hiring from within. Cook said he didn't do that because, in his words, Krause more than stepped up as interim chief over the last 6 months. At Fort Worth City Hall, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Now, one challenge that Krause has alluded to was the deadly shooting of a Tatiana Jefferson by one of his officers. Now, Tatiana's cousin, Michael Sneed, drove to Fort Worth from Dallas to offer Krause his well wishes.
I just felt it in my heart. I wanted to come over and say thank you and in person and let the people in Fort Worth know that I think they got a good chief.
Now, Sneed says he appreciates how Krause reached out to the family after the shooting, and he especially appreciated how Krause showed up for Tatiana's funeral. And given the number of high-profile police shootings and distrust, KRLD is actually tackling this issue head-on in our in-depth podcast, Police Shootings. You can find it on our podcast page on KRLD.com.